You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So, I pulled this story this morning to talk about during Extra Funny, or actually just I thought maybe it would work on the regular show, and then I thought better of it. I was like, because I've had stories like this before, and I forget that millennials are, they look at the world, y'all look at the world a little differently than the Gen Xers, such as myself. Mm-hmm. But I'll throw it out here on Extra Extra Funny, and we'll figure it out as we go. There's a guy in Florida, and he has peacocks as pets, several peacocks. Well, his neighbor woman feeds his peacocks through the fence and over the fence. It's not a privacy fence, it's a cyclone fence, and they can reach through there with their beaks and eat if she's holding stuff out. He's repeatedly asked her to stop feeding his peacocks. Huh. Don't feed my peacocks, please. And then it got worse until they just became feuding neighbors. And he was like, you know, they can't stand each other now. I told you, stop feeding my peacocks. And then she wouldn't stop. So one day he kept telling her what he was going to do if she didn't stop feeding them. And then the day came, she hadn't stopped. So he did what he said he was going to do, which was he took two of them and killed them and ate them, and then wrote out in a long, detailed letter exactly how he did it. So he basically slaughtered them for consumption, and how he, you know, chopped their heads off and had them bleed out like you would a chicken, you know? Ugh. So she calls the police and they end up arresting the guy for animal cruelty and so forth. And he's still in jail. He hasn't posted bond yet.
Really? For animal cruelty?
Yeah, for whatever the charge is. Animal cruelty was one of them, even if it wasn't, it was like he killed the animal to eat it, but he did it in a way that was too painful for the animal. I didn't even realize that was a thing, but they're his peacocks. What would be the difference is if he had chickens and decided to eat one of them?
I mean, yeah, I agree with you. Jail? There. Totally. Well, I would say the bigger issue is that
he's a psycho.
That he writes out like the way he's going to do it. I could see somebody going, well, that's sort of communicating a threat in a way. If he wrote it in a way that was like, and here's how I
like
did
malicious.
It. And, you know, that could be that. I think that's probably more worthy of a charge than just eating the peacock. That's your peacock. You can do whatever you want. I mean, I guess you can't eat your dog.
Why not?
But yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning is.
It's because we have societal norms, right? So I'm not saying that if we can eat pet chickens, we should be able to eat dogs. You know, when they it's like, oh, we fattened up the dog, so it's time to eat him. I'm not saying that, but I'm proving the point that we do have societal norms, and they're needed. You know, because dogs are higher on the importance scale. I didn't want to say on the food chain, because then that doesn't make sense, but they're higher in importance to us in our society than chickens are. And dogs are not bred for food in the United States in our culture. So it's illegal to eat a dog.
Yeah.
But where does a peacock fall into that?
It's a good question.
I would eat the hell out of a peacock.
Would you?
Hell yeah.
Wonder how they taste.
It probably just like it's foul, right? Not foul as in, ooh, that's foul, but foul as in like chickens.
Similar to a turkey, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a turkey.
I think maybe jail is extreme, but padded room, maybe.
But I mean, what a way, because he's like, okay, so this animal freak, animal loving freak, as much as I've asked her to stop feeding these peacocks, she can't stop herself, even though it's against my wishes and they're my peacocks. Yeah. The way that I'm going to get at her is by telling her, little bleeding heart, PETA, animal loving, this woman, how I slaughtered these peacocks and ate them. That'll teach her to leave my stuff alone.
It would be a perfect revenge for me. I can say that.
But honestly, why would you keep doing it? Mind your business. Why would you keep doing that? Now, especially if you, so I should have sent you a picture of him, Riggins, so you could post it. He looks like somebody that would do what he did.
Oh,
yeah, of course. He's got peacock in the first
probably
place.
Google the story and see his picture. He looks like he just came out of a Hemingway novel.
Oh no. One of those.
Yeah. He's got like one of his eyes is missing and he's not even bothering to wear a patch on it.
Kidding. I got to look up this guy. How do I find
just
this?
Rough.
Guy?
Looks like he's just lived in the sun, you know?
So, yeah. It's disturbing.
Yeah. Can you put it on the screen or you got to have it in it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I didn't want to spoil Lindsay's.
Oh, I haven't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this happened in Florida, you said?
Yeah, so I figured that he is out in the sun a lot, but yeah. This guy, I wouldn't want to mess with. Look at him.
I don't want to do any. I don't want to be his neighbor. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Scary, man.
If that guy told you to stop feeding his peacocks, would you stop feeding them, Lindsay?
I'm stopping everything. I'm selling the house. If he just looked at me, I'm selling my house.
You wouldn't even go over close to his yard. Much less keep running over there and feeding his peacocks when he said stop.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. No.
They're both messed up. I mean, I think keeping peacocks as pets or whatever is weird. Her insisting on feeding them is weird.
The whole thing.
She could be in the jail cell right next to his. I'd be fine with that.
Oh, God.
But now y'all got me hungry for peacock.
Oh, God. Stop. Ugh. Are you being
there? There's no way.
Why? Why?
Because I picture it being like a turkey, like Lindsay said, but it's even bigger. So I picture really dry and like, not gristly, but like real
tough.
You're
going to need a lot of sauce.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Something.
I think the bigger birds are juicier, like an ostrich or an emu. That's almost like beef.
Yeah, but nobody
do.
I mean,
they do.
Well, a handful of people do, but we figured out the chicken is way better.
It's like ostrich and emu wasn't even supposed to be a chicken substitute; it's a beef substitute.
Not the emu on the emu commercial.
Yeah,
he's so sweet, Limu emu.
Yeah, I think you can still buy ostrich meat in the store.
Oh God, I don't ever see that.
In a specialty meat shop, I guarantee you can get it.
Oh yeah, maybe in a specialty place. But if they were so good, why wouldn't we be eating?
I think
they would have capitalized on that by
I've eaten both of those, an emu and ostrich, and they are both delicious burgers. I swear to God, they are. They're a lot better than turkey burgers. They're a lot closer to what beef tastes like on a burger than turkey is. If you've ever had a turkey burger, it's way closer to a ostrich is way closer to a regular hamburger than turkey burger is.
I don't want to. It's kind of making me feel sick talking about it. Really? Yeah, I don't know why. I prefer not to do that.
All right, what about buffalo or bison burgers?
You know, I've had bison. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're I have. Good. Yeah.
Have you ever eaten lamb chops or what are the other, like the form of lamb, that rack of lamb?
I don't like lamb. Mm-hmm. I have tried it. I don't love the flavor.
You'd rather eat a baby sheep than a full grown ugly ass ostrich.
I don't want any of them, but I would try it maybe and just see. But yeah. I don't
I don't eat that old mint jelly or whatever it goes with the lamb.
Like, just the smell makes me sick. Mm-hmm. And it's like gamey kind of, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like chicken and beef. That's it.
I'd eat a pigeon too. I'd eat a hell out of a pigeon.
No.
Any type of bird I would try.
Well, okay.
Pretty much.
Have you had quail?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure have. And eating quail, it's one of those birds that when I've eaten it, I end up with a little bit of the shotgun BBs in it.
No, you're not serious.
Yeah, when you eat wild game that's been killed, like when I've eaten squirrel and stuff like that, sometimes some of the BBs, the shot from the shotgun shell, is lodged into the meat.
Yikes.
Yeah. You just,
all right.
Well, spit that out.
Who wants lunch?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Having that at your kid's private school today. Yeah, they get to choose between squirrel and quail.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're eating like a delicacy over here. Like, it's crazy.
I bet if I cooked all that for y'all, y'all would love it.
I think if it was cooked the right way and you didn't tell me what it was.
Yeah.
Deal.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What is new radio?
New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.